This is Lori Janik. Welcome to the Legal Affairs Podcast Series with your host, Finley P. Maxson.
Welcome to the NAR Legal Affairs June podcast. This month, we are going to speak with attorney Phil Schulman, a partner at the law firm of K&L Gates in Washington, D.C. Mr. Schulman is an expert on real estate finance issues and is a frequent speaker at NAR events about RESPA, or the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act. Phil is here with us today to speak about Freeman versus Quicken Loans, an important U.S. Supreme Court case that resolved a split amongst the federal circuits over the application of RESPA. Welcome to the podcast, Phil.
Thank you, Finley.
Over the years, the courts have been split on how to interpret Section 2607B of RESPA. One group of courts required the split of a real estate settlement service payment with a third party in order for there to be a RESPA violation, while another group of courts deferred to a 2001 policy statement from the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, that prohibited the collection of unearned fees for real estate settlement services that may not have been split with a third party. Can you give us a little background into the circuit split and how this impacted real estate brokerages?
Sure. Obviously, that's a mouthful and a lot of legal issues there to try and cover in a brief time period. But let me set this up because this is a controversy involving Section 8B of the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act. So as you're aware, RESPA is both a consumer disclosure and an anti-kickback act. And on the disclosure side, the idea is to give buyers and sellers of residential real estate a better idea of the cost of the transaction, specifically as it relates to the financing of the mortgage used to purchase the house. The other purpose of RESPA, of course, is to prohibit referral fees, the costs of which ultimately Congress felt get passed on to consumers. So there are two sections of the Act that restrict the payment of referral fees, Section 8A and 8B. 8A says that you can't give or receive a thing of value for the referral of settlement service business. If you do, there are criminal penalties and consumers can get sued for three times the amount of the settlement service charge. That's why a mortgage company loan officer is not allowed to pay a real estate agent $100 for the referral of a borrower's loan application. The other Section 8A prohibition involves the unauthorized splitting of settlement service fees without performing any services. That's the Section 8B issue, and that's what the Freeman case decided by the Supreme Court last week was all about. Now, 8B says that no person is supposed to give or accept any portion or split of any percentage or charge in connection with a settlement service other than for services actually performed. Again, a mouthful. So let me bring it down to an example. 11 years ago, in a Seventh Circuit case called Echevarria versus Chicago Title, Chicago Title marked up the standard recording fee in Chicago, which was $30. They marked it up to $35. Echevarria claimed that Chicago Title violated 8B because it split a fee without doing any work for the $5. But the Seventh Circuit said no. They said 8B requires a split of this unearned fee, and since Chicago Title kept the whole $5 for itself, 8B wasn't violated. Well, then HUD got into the act with the policy statement that you just mentioned, Finley, and they disagreed with the Seventh Circuit. They said you could violate 8B by marking up a third-party fee even if you don't split it, which is what Chicago Title did, or you can charge a fee that was duplicative or excessive. And that led to a disagreement between the courts. Four U.S. Circuit courts said that unearned fees had to be split between two or more people to violate RESPA. And three circuit courts said, no. If you mark it up and you don't do any work, that violates 8B. Well, how do these cases impact real estate brokers? Well, that's the controversy regarding admin fees charged by some brokers. Some circuit courts followed Echevarria, and they said, look, if the broker didn't split the admin fee with any third party, like their agent, no violation of 8B. But other courts, including the 11th Circuit in the Busby case, held that 8B was violated because an admin fee is an unearned fee, since the services allegedly being performed by the broker for the admin fee are already covered by the Real Estate Commission. Freeman put that controversy to bed.
So how did the court resolve the split in its Freeman decision?
Well, the Supreme Court ultimately concluded that it takes two to tango, namely that unearned fees have to be split with another party in order to violate RESPA. In other words, the Supreme Court agreed with the Echeverria decision in the Seventh Circuit. If a mortgage company or a title company or a real estate broker wants to mark up a third-party fee or charge its own fee for its own services, such conduct does not violate the Act. RESPA, the court said, was never intended to be a rate-setting statute, and the plain meaning of the Act demands a split of the unearned fee between two parties. No split of the fee, no RESPA violation.
So what does this mean for real estate brokerages?
Well, I think for starters, admin fees charged by real estate brokers most likely would not violate Section 8B. Admin fees, so long as they aren't split with agents or others, then would not violate RESPA.
So what advice would you give to real estate brokerages who charge both a commission and administrative fees?
Well, I think first I would advise real estate brokers to fold the admin fee into the commission rather than make it a separate charge. So the commission becomes 6% plus $250, not a 6% commission and a $250 admin fee. But if real estate brokers do break out the two charges, the Supreme Court says that's okay, so long as the admin fee is not shared with the agents or other third parties. But let me at least make this cautious note. Keep in mind that while RESPA seems to give a pass to admin fees under the Freeman decision, real estate brokers are still subject to state unfair and deceptive trade practice laws, meaning that charges for non-existent services could result in an action by a state attorney general. And if you do charge an admin fee, make sure you can defend the charge by demonstrating that it's actual and necessary services, and they're distinct from the services that the real estate broker is already collecting in its commission.
Well, that was great. Thank you for that information, Phil. That was very helpful. For more information about the decision, please visit the Law and Ethics page on Realtor.org. We would like to remind our audience that this podcast was recorded on June 4th, 2012. Information provided in the podcast may no longer be current, and listeners should confirm independently its accuracy.